好，请弟兄姊妹把圣经放在马太福音二十七章。二十七章五十七到六十五节。我向弟兄念单数节，姊妹念双数节，我们一起念这段经文。青少年也可以按照这个单数节、双数节念英文。马太福音二十七章五十七节，请。到了晚上，有一个财主名叫约瑟，是亚拉马太来的，他也是约瑟的门徒。约瑟取了身体，用干净的细麻布裹好，
安放在自己的妻子的屋里，就是他活在磐石里的。
那抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚在那里对着坟墓坐着。大人，我们记得那人又活着，还活着的时候，曾说三日后我要复活。
因此，请吩咐人把坟墓拿走火葬，直到第三日，恐怕他的满足来把他拖下去，就让我来进多，他从死里复活了。这亚纳后来的比我先前的更厉害了。
拉多说：“你们有看守兵，去吧，替你们所能的把守火葬。”
他们就带着看守的兵同去。
好，我们第二做个祷告。
Father,
因为上面我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Lord, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you. Thank you for giving us this precious word.
也求你的灵进到我们心中，能够让我们明白你的话语。
We pray that your Spirit will work in our hearts and help us understand your words.
当我们明白你的话语的时候，我们就知道我们在世上该如何度日。因为你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。让我们在世上行在你的光中。成为一个讨你喜悦的人。
And become people that please you.
荣耀你的名。
And a people that glorify your name.
能为你真理处理正当的。
Lord, make us fighters and warriors for you.
求你保守我们。
Please keep us safe.
我们赞美光奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.好，我们今天读的这十节经文记载了耶稣在十字架上受死后被埋葬的事情。
The ten verses that we just read today records what happened to Jesus after his crucifixion and death.
我们上次讲到的经文是耶稣的受死。
The last sermon, in the last sermon, we talked about the death of Jesus.
那一次我们提到了耶稣受死之后他的灵魂降到了阴间。
And in the last sermon, we talked about how Jesus fell descending into hell.
我们都知道阴间那个地方是在亚当里的人死后的去处。
And we know that hell is the place for people who were in Adam, and they will go there after their death.
在人没有清醒之前，我们就有了阴间这个观念。
Before we came to know the Lord, we knew something about hell already.
那时我们认为所有的人死后都去到那里了。
At that time, we believed that everybody is going to go there after we die.
在我们信主之后，我们知道只有罪人的时候去哪里。
However, after we became Christians, we know that only sinners go to hell after we die.
在耶稣基督里去世的人，我们是去到了乐园。
However, those who die in Jesus will go to the paradise.
基督徒能够去到乐园，那是因为耶稣基督替我们去了阴间。
The reason why Christians will be able to go to the paradise is because Jesus descended into hell for us.
阴间是撒旦管辖的地方。
Hell is the person ruled by Satan.
只能够去到阴间，在那里向撒旦宣告，他已经胜过了死亡的权势。
When Jesus descended into hell, he proclaimed to Satan that he has conquered the power of death.
我们不要以为耶稣只在那里做了宣告就完了。
We should not think that what Jesus did was only proclaiming something.
耶稣不仅仅做了宣告，他而且他真实的。真实的胜过了死亡的权势。
Jesus did not only proclaim, but he has also conquered the power of death and hell.
耶稣复活，再次来到门徒中间，就证明了他胜过了死亡的权势。
When Jesus was raised from the dead and came to show to manifest himself among the disciples, this has proved that Jesus has conquered the power of death.
耶稣真是真正的胜过了死亡权势，这一点对我们的信仰是相当重要的。
It is of essential importance to our faith to know that Jesus has conquered the power of death for real.
我想讲个比喻来说明它的重要性。
I want to share with you guys a parable.
在我们中间可能没有人下过煤矿。
Probably.None of you guys has descended into a coal mine.
但是我相信，我们都在电影里看到了，煤矿底下的情况。
But I believe that a lot of us have seen that in a movie.
在我们耳朵里也经常听到煤矿出事了。
So we often heard about accidents that have taken place in the coal mine.
煤矿底下是相当的黑暗。
It is extremely dark underneath the ground in the coal mine.
你所能看到的只是你矿都照的那一块亮的地方。
And all we can see is what the light shines in the coal mine.
生活在地上的人可能不能明白这个黑是黑到什么程度。
Living on this earth probably cannot understand what it is like to live under.
因为天太黑，在我们眼睛所能看到的地方总是有一点亮光。
Because no matter how dark it is outside, there's always sunlight in front of us.
因为在地下，所以说随时都可能发生危险。
Because it is underground, it is more dangerous, and danger can happen at any time.
我想这一点大家都很清楚。
I guess you're all aware of this.
现在。就是说，有一个人，有一个煤矿，已经好长时间闭起了，好长时间没有采煤了。
And we heard there are certain coal mines that have been deserted for a long time.
现在有一个老板想采煤。
And there is a boss who's interested in investing in the business of coal.
他叫你下去看看底下情况怎么样。
And he wants you to go down and see what it's like.
我想在座的每一个人，没有一个人说我敢下去的。
Probably none of us will say that I want to go there.
但让煤矿主人说没关系啊，我这里有工程师，工程师就说啊，没关系，底下是安全的。根据这个煤矿保存的资料，我计算过了，下去是安全的。
The boss might tell you that don't worry about it. We have an engineer, and the engineer.Might show you the statistics that it is pretty safe to go down.
虽然工程师这么说，我相信没有一个人敢下去。
Even though the engineer might say so, probably none of us dare to go.
啊，那个矿长最后他又牺牲精神，他说我怕下去。
Probably the probably the owner of the coal mine might want to make him sacrifice and go down to the lake.
他坐缆车下到缆车应走的地方。
So he takes the cable car and go down to the place where he cannot go down any further.
他又坐到缆车上来了。
And he takes the cable car down and come up.
我们都知道煤矿缆车是下不了底的。
We all know that the cable car that is in the coal mine will not reach the very bottom of the mine.
但他上来以后对你说啊，底下是安全的，你可以下去，没事。
But this person just comes up and tells you that it is quite safe to be down there.
当他说这样的话的时候，你敢下去吗
？When he says so, do you dare to go?
你还是不敢下去。
Probably not.
后来有人矿工把矿工怕下去。
And there's this old worker who has worked in the coal mine goes down.
他相当有经验。
He's very experienced.
他下到了底。
And he goes to the very bottom.
然后又从底下上
来。And then comes up.
说那里没有什么危险。
He says there's no danger for you.
那这时候我们可能敢下去。
Probably at this time we will have no way of going down there.
主耶稣道成肉身，他在十字架上受死。
Jesus became man and came to this world and was crucified on the cross.
他是真的死了。
He really died.
所以说他的身体同所有的人一样，被安葬在坟墓里。
So as everybody else, his body was placed in a tomb.
他的灵魂也像所有的世人一样下到了阴间。
And his soul descended into hell like everybody else.
无罪的耶稣在阴间胜过了死亡的权势，他又复活，又回到了世界。
Jesus, who is sinless, descended into hell and conquered the power of death. And he was raised from death and came to this world.
他复活回到世界以后，向门徒显现。
He manifested himself to his disciples.
有一段时间像有一次像五百万门徒显现。
Once he showed himself to 500 disciples.
主耶稣死后去到了阴间，他复活回来后，叫所有相信他的人知道。
After Jesus was raised from death and came back, he made known to a lot of, he made even known to all the people who believed in him.
阴间并没有什么可怕。
How there's nothing to fear about hell.
对相信主耶稣的人来说，阴间已经没有任何的权势。
For those who believe in Jesus, hell has no power over you.
我们要从这一点看到，主耶稣是确确实实的做成了救赎。
We need to see that Jesus has accomplished salvation for real.
主耶稣的救赎不是一套救赎的理论。
And his salvation is not a system of salvation.
说根据计算，矿井底下没有危险。
Saying that according to his calculation, there is no danger over there.
主耶稣也不是成就了一半的救赎，走到了一半就返回了，说那里没有危险。
He's also not somebody who didn't go to the very bottom of the coal mine and tells you that it is okay to go down.
主耶稣是就走到了罪人最后的去处。
Jesus had been to the place, the final place where sinners would go.
然后在那里胜过了那里的权势。
And conquered the power over there.
回来告诉我们，我们不必再去那里了。
He came back and told us we do not need to be there anymore.
所有相信圣经是上帝话语的人。
For everybody who believes that the Bible is God's word.
圣经是上帝启示对人类救赎的真理。
And the Bible is the revelation from God about our salvation.
我们就要相信圣经所记载的主耶稣所做成的救赎是真真实实的救赎。
We shall believe that the salvation accomplished by Jesus is real salvation for us.
所以相信圣经的人一定相信主耶稣对死亡宣告，他是圣经，他是宣对死亡宣告他是得胜的人。
So for everybody who believes that the Bible is God's word, believes that Jesus has conquered death and proclaimed death powerless,
对主耶稣的这样的宣告，我们不应该有任何的疑惑。
And we shall have no doubt over such proclamation from Jesus.
只要我们不疑惑，我们就知道基督徒死后的去处绝不是阴间，而是那更美的家乡。
If we do believe this and do not doubt, we know that Christians are not going to hell after we die, but we will go to a better home.
因此，我们就要知道基督徒的盼望是真实的。
And therefore, we shall know that the hope that Christians have are real.
我们基督徒的盼望绝不同于任何其他的宗教。
And our hope is different from any other religion.
其他的宗教就是那个工程师所记载的理论啊，没事。
All the other religions are like the calculation from the engineer of the coal mine, saying that according to his statistics, it is all right.
基督徒的盼望也不是世上小学的哲理。
And the hope that Christians have is not like the philosophy in elementary school.
说什么人死了以后会轮回。
Saying that after we die, we go into karma.
基督徒的盼望是耶稣真真实实的下到了阴间，而且在那里得胜了死亡的权势。
The hope that Christians have is that Jesus truly went down to hell and conquered the power of death over there.
所以我们就知道，世界上除了耶稣基督，没有一个人替罪人去到了人的尽头阴间。
Therefore, we know that besides Jesus, there is nobody who has been to the final place for sinners, which is hell.
更没有一个人能从人的尽头阴间返回来。
And there is nobody who can return from hell, the final place of sinners.
所以圣经告诉我们，天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救的。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that there is salvation in no one else.For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
唯有耶稣基督是我们唯一的救主。
Only Jesus is our Savior.
这就是耶稣基督的福音。
And this is the gospel of Jesus.
罪的工价乃是死，主耶稣真实的为罪人的罪付上了赎价。
The summary of sin is death, and Jesus for real paid off for the sinners.
向所有信靠他的人从罪的辖制中解救出来。
Everybody who truly believes in Jesus is delivered by him from sin.
所以罪不再是基督徒的主人。
So sins are no longer slave masters of sinners.
所以说我们基督徒如果仍旧活在罪中，是一个很不正常的现象。
Therefore, it is quite abnormal for sinners, for Christians, to still live in sin.
这样我们从最终救赎出来的耶稣基督才是基督徒的主人。
Jesus, who delivered us from the power of sin, is our real master.
对我们每一位人来说，如果说耶稣基督真正的成为我们生命中的主人的时候，他就有永远的生命。
For everyone of us, when Jesus became the real Lord of our life, this person has eternal life.
因为这是因为两千多年前，耶稣下到了阴间，并且宣告他胜过了死亡的权势。
Because about 2,000 years ago, Jesus descended to hell and conquered the power of death.
他宣告了他胜过死亡的权势，并且从那里复活返回到这个世界。
He proclaimed that he conquered the power of death, and he was raised from the dead and came back to this world.
所以我们经常说基督徒有永生，这不是一个教义。
Oftentimes we see that, we say that Christians have eternal life. This is not merely a doctrine.
这不只是一个教义，而是事实。
This is true.
当我们相信圣经启示书的这一个事实的时候，
We believe that the truth revealed by God's word, the Bible.
我们就有永生的盼望。
We have the hope of eternal life.
而且这个盼望是不会落空的盼望。
And such hope will not be in vain.
因为耶稣基督他作为第二个亚当，他是代表信靠他的人。
Because Jesus Christ, as the second Adam, represents everyone who puts faith in him.
他作为第二位亚当，他作为人类的代表，也不只是说话而已。
As the second Adam, and the representative of human beings, he's not a creature.
他作为人类代表，他是真真实实的从天上荣耀的宝座上下来。
As a representative of human beings, he came to this world from his throne in heaven.
由玛利亚所生，取了人的样子。
Born from Mary, and he took on the form of human beings.
取了人的样子是完全与我们相同的。
Which is exactly the same form that we have.
在加太太信经里强调基督的神的爱心时说。
In a Chalcedon creed,
when
the love of God is emphasized.
基督神的爱心不相混乱，不相交换，不能分离，不能离散。
The two natures of Christ cannot be confused, exchanged, separated, or dispersed.
两性的区别不应联合而消失，个性的特点反得以保存，会合于一个位格。一个实质之内。
The differences of the two natures will not disappear because they are united. However, the characteristics of the two natures are to be remained, and they remain in the same person, which is the same substance.
除了教会，为什么加克的信经特别强调基督的神的二性的这个？不交换，不分离，不分散，不混乱，这个，因为这一点在我们旧约当中是相当重要的一个真理。
So why does the Chalcedon Creed specially emphasize that the two natures of Christ cannot be confused, exchanged, separated, or dispersed? It is because it is a very important truth for our salvation.
在基督位格里，百分之百的人性对基督信仰是很重要的真理。基督他是个完全的人。
In the person of Christ, it is very important to know that Christ is also 100% human being.
他作为一个完全的人，他在世上所做成的一切，与我们才会有密切的关系。
Because he's 100% human being, that's why all things he did on this earth is closely related to what we do in our lives today.
我们知道旧约的时候，犹太人一直先牲畜，一直先祭，先牲畜，牲口。
In the Old Testament, we know that Jews will offer the animal sacrifices.
圣经说，牲畜无法赎他们的罪。
And the Bible tells us that the animals will not atone for the sins of human beings.
同样，如果耶稣基督不是一个完全的人，他也无法。就是我们。
In one sense, if Jesus is not for human beings, then he cannot save us.
所以在希伯来书二章十七十八节说。
So we read that in Hebrews chapter 2:17-18.
所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为了在神的世上成为。慈悲忠心的大祭司为百姓的罪献上挽回祭，他自己既然被试探而受苦，也能搭救被试探的人。
Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. But because he himself had suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted.
我们先来看第十七节经文。
We'll look at the first 17 verse.
第十节经文清楚地告诉我们，基督位格中的人性与我们完全相同。
This verse tells us clearly that Jesus has the same human nature as we do.
完全相同的人性，他献上自己才与我们真正的有意义。
Because he has the same human nature as we do, then it makes total sense that he offered himself for us.
所以在希伯来书第十章中，圣经经文中论到献祭的事情。
That's why in verse 18, the scripture talks about sacrifice.
十章十节说，我们凭着圣旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
Hebrews 10:10, and by that, for we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
到十七节再一次说，因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
And in Hebrews 2:17, we read that.
Hebrews 2:17, we read that we are made whole because of Jesus' sacrifice.他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
In verse 18, Hebrews 2:2,
so because he himself has suffered and tempted, he's able to help those who are being tempted. 耶稣基督被试探的事情记载在马太福音4:1-10，在路加福音4:1-13也有相同的记载。
In Matthew 4:1-10,
and Luke 4:13, there are similar recordings of Jesus being tempted.
It is said that Jesus, after fasting 40 days, he was tempted by the demon in the wilderness, and we're quite familiar with these chapters.
然而我们在雅各书1:13看到说，人被试探不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
In James 1:13 we read that, let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one.
这一句文清楚地告诉我们，上帝与试探毫无关系。
This verse clearly tells us that the Lord is not related to temptation. The Lord is not tempted, and he doesn't tempt us.
根据雅各书这个经文，我们就说，主耶稣在旷野受试探，是指着他的人性说的。
According to this verse, James 1:13, we know that Jesus is tempted in the wilderness. This is referred to his human nature.
上帝让耶稣的人性受这样的试探，是因为我们世人几乎一直活在这样的试探中。
The reason why the Lord allows Jesus' human nature to be tempted is because we human beings live in this world full of temptations.
希伯来书4:15将主耶稣受试探的意义说得非常清楚。
Hebrews 4:15 gives a very clear explanation of the meaning of Jesus being tempted.
经文说，因我们的大祭司毕竟不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
主耶稣是受过试探的，他知道试探对世人而言是一个相当严峻的考验。
Jesus has been tempted, and he knows that it's quite a hard trial for everyone who is being tempted.
所以是主导方面就说，祷告上帝不要让我们遇见试探。
That's why the Lord's prayer, part of it is that Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
所以对我们来说，试探是一个很严峻的事，考验。
So for human beings, it is such a trial to be tempted.
所以，当基督徒偶尔有难被试探所胜的时候，我们就能够来到主耶稣那里去帮助、去怜悯。
As Christians, sometimes we are tempted and we give in, we can still come before God boldly and ask for His help.
以 因为主耶稣他也受过试探，他能体恤我们软弱。
Because Jesus has been tempted, and He is merciful towards us.
希伯来书十八章五节这里说，主耶稣与我们一样，他的人性受到试探。
In Hebrews 4:15, we learn that Jesus has the same human nature as we do, and He is tempted.
在主耶稣受试探的时候，他当初的情况与犯罪前的亚当一样，会可能犯罪，可能不犯罪。
When Jesus was tempted, he was in a similar condition as Adam, which is he might sin or he might not sin.
现在在基督教里，有的人说基督是不会犯罪的。
In Christianity, there are certain people saying that Christ will never sin.
如果不会犯罪，就不叫试探。
Well, if Christ will never sin, then if it is possible for Christ to sin, then
基督的人性会犯罪，只是他没有犯罪。
Then it is not a temptation. It is possible for the human nature of Christ to sin, but the difference is that Christ does not sin.
所以经文在这里特别强调，只是他没有犯罪。
That's why in Hebrews it is emphasized, yet without sin.
主耶稣没有犯罪，是他在试探中完全顺服、遵循了律法。
In temptation, Jesus did not sin, and he obeyed God's law perfectly.
我们不能够抽象的看律法，遵循律法就遵循实践。主耶稣遵循，其实遵循律法，律法更大的范围就是主耶稣遵循了上帝的话。
We do not understand obeying the law simply as obeying the Ten Commandments. We should understand Jesus' obedience as perfectly following God's word.
在新民训条十一点三中说，基督借着顺服和受死，完全清偿了一切被称为一世人的罪债，并为他们使父神的公义得到十一的真实的完美的满足。
In Westminster Confession of Faith 11, chapter 11, number 3, the way that Christ, by his obedience and death, did fully discharge the debt of all those that are thus justified, and did make a proper, real, and full satisfaction to his Father's justice in their behalf.
我们看到基督顺服上帝的话，顺服律法，代替了我们的不顺服。
And we learn that how Jesus obeyed His Father, and His obedience replaced our disobedience.
使我们成了一个顺服律法、遵守律法的人。
This is how we become someone who obeys the law.
基督的受死代替了我们罪的刑罚。
And Jesus' death paid for our punishment of our sins.
所以这两点使父神的公义完全得到了满足。
So these two points together fully satisfy the wrath of our heavenly Father.
圣经记载了主耶稣的受死被埋葬。
The Bible records the death and burial of Jesus.
他其实给了我们一条重要的真理。
It is very important truth.
那就是耶稣基督完全的降卑。
That Jesus completely humbled himself.
荣耀的上帝成了我们人的样子。
And such a glorious God became human form.
他在地上33年时间里
，For 33 years on this earth,
经历了在亚当里罪人所要经历的一切。
He experienced everything that a sinner in Adam would experience.
他作为人子的时候，他没有使用他作为上帝儿子的能力。
As Son of Man, he didn't use the power that belongs to Son of God.
作为上帝的儿子，他完全有能力保护自己。
As Son of God, he's totally capable of protecting himself.
然而，在婴孩的时候，他需要父母的看顾。
But as an infant, he needed the care of his parents.
他随着父母去到埃及，他是在父母保护下渐渐长大。
He went to Egypt with his parents, and he grew up with his parents' protection.
他作为上帝的儿子，他知道万事。
And Son of God, He knows all things.
路加记载，路加福音记载说他的身体就会渐渐强壮、充实、充满。
In the Gospel of Luke, the writer says Christ's wisdom and body grow and become stronger.
这是指着耶稣的人性说的。
And this refers to the human nature of Jesus.
当祭司长和民间的长老派人去抓他的时候。
When the priests and elders send people to arrest Jesus.
他可以叫父上帝派十二名天兵天将来保护他。
Jesus could have asked the Heavenly Father to send 12 legions of angels to protect him.
那他要与人认同，就没有让父上帝发病。
However, for his good purpose, he didn't ask Heavenly Father to do so.
在他被钉在十字架上的时候，世人都在十字架上讥笑他的时候。
When he was crucified, he did not ask for people.
作为上帝的儿子，他完全有能力从十字架上下来。
As Son of Man, as Son of God, he could have easily come down from the cross.
但他不愿意失去他作为人子的身份。
But he didn't want to lose his identity as Son of Man.
为了将自己作为一个馨香的祭物献给上帝，成就上帝对罪人的刑罚。
Because he wanted to offer himself as a fragrant sacrifice.And sacrifice for sinners' sins.
主耶稣降卑成为人子的时候，他完全顺服了律法。
When Jesus was humbled and became a man on this earth, he perfectly obeyed God's law.
罗马书五章十九节说：“因一人的罪孽，众人成为罪人；照样，因一人的顺服，众人也就成为义。”
In Romans 5:19, for as by the one man's disobedience, the many will be sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous.
因此，我们看到主耶稣作为人子，他顺服律法的义，就归算在我们这些信靠他的人身上。
Therefore, we learn that the meaning of Jesus.Becoming Son of Man and His righteousness were given to human beings.
并且他在十字架上受死，担当了我们所犯的罪的刑罚。
And on the cross, He was crucified and He bore the burdens of sinners' punishments.
这样我们在上帝的审判台前就成为了一个义人。
So we become righteous before God's judgment.
那个主耶稣降卑成为人子，做成了罪人无法做成的事情。
Jesus humbled himself and became Son of Man and did everything that sinners couldn't do.
我们罪人无法完全遵循上帝的律法，主耶稣替我们遵循了。
The sinners cannot fully and perfectly obey God's law, but Jesus did it.
主耶稣成为人子，担当了罪人无法担当的担子。就是人人必有一死的重担，他替我们走过了死亡之路。
And as Son of Man, Jesus bore the heavy burden of death. Everyone in this world is a sinner, and the sinner will die. And Jesus walked the way of death by himself.
并且他为我们胜过了死亡。
And he conquered the power of death for us.
作为基督徒，我们应该完全相信耶稣为我们所做成的这一切。
As Christians, we should believe all these accomplished by Jesus.
因为这一切在2000多年前降卑成人子的耶稣真真实实的做成了。
Because about 2000 years ago, Jesus accomplished his salvation in the world.
因此，我们在基督里的盼望绝不会落空。
Therefore, our hope in Christ is not in vain.
对于有这样真实盼望的人，他在世上的生活的日子应该只有一个目的。
For those who have real hope as these, there should be only one purpose for him to live in this world.
因为基督为我们死，基督为我们顺服律法，所以我们只有目的就是荣耀上帝。
Because Jesus has fully and perfectly obeyed God's law.The only purpose for us to live in this world should be glorified Him.
但一个人以荣耀上帝的方式生活是一个怎么样的生活呢？
So what is the light? What does the light look like to glorify God?
保罗在罗马书十二章一节说，做了这样的生活。
Paul describes such life in Romans 12:1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
基督徒将身体献上，当作活祭的侍奉，是因为我们更看重上帝国度的事情。
Christians who are living a life that presents our bodies as a living sacrifice to God, it is because we want to glorify Him.
因为我们更看重永恒的事情。
And we care more about eternity.
第二个，我们不要以为将身体献上当作活祭的侍奉是轰轰烈烈的侍奉。
Oh, brothers.And sisters, let us not think that a ministry that, in which we present our bodies as living sacrifice is a ministry that will cause us to have faith.
现在基督教内追求这样事情的教会不少，就是轰轰烈烈，大家不是少见。
There are many Christians, who will be involved in a ministry that looks so big and so attractive.
我在这里不是说我们不需要热心。
I'm not saying that we should not serve with zeal.
我们在主里的侍奉的热心不是外在的热心，而是内在的热心。
However, real service in our Lord is not zeal on the outside, but in the inside.
耶稣基督在世的日子，如此追求的人也不少，轰轰烈烈。
When Jesus was on this, when Jesus was on this earth, there were many people looking for that ministry as well.
耶稣身边经常跟随四五百个人。
There were people, oftentimes 400 and 500 people following Jesus.
甚至去耶稣在房子里的时候，人因为无法来到他跟前，只能将房顶挖一个洞，让人从房顶上坠下来。
Even when Jesus was in the house and people could not get to him, they broke the roof and lifted it and used some tools to make another person reach Jesus.
因此耶稣在世的时候不愿意有这样一群的人一直跟随他。
Therefore, when Jesus was in this world, he didn't want a huge group of people following him all the time.
我在这里要强调一点。不是说耶稣不希望有这样一群人，我在这里说耶稣不希望有这样一群人一直跟着他。
I must clarify and emphasize here that it is not the case that Jesus doesn't want a group of people following him. It is the case that Jesus doesn't want a group of people following him all the time.
有一次，圣经记载有一次，耶稣没有与门徒一起上船。
According to the Bible, once Jesus did not get into the boat with his disciples,
而是在海面上行走，走到船上。
And he walked on the surface of the sea and reached the boat.
所以跟随他的人不知道主耶稣去了哪里了。
The people who were following Jesus had no idea where he went.
最后他们在加百农找到了耶稣，他们问耶稣是几次到加百农的。
Finally, they found Jesus and came to them and asked him how he got there.
约翰福音六章二十六节记载说，耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。”
In John chapter 6:26, Jesus tells people that truly, truly, I tell you, you're not here to see me, but you're here for the bread.
因此，这样看来，主耶稣在世的日子，后宫内的跟随他的人中，有为自己得保的，有为病被医治的，也有人是为了看神迹的。
So we know that for a group of people that was following Jesus, some of them are for bread, some of them are for healing.
然而，很少有人跟随主耶稣是要 在主耶稣那里听到来自上帝的话语。
And some of them are seeing miracles, but very few people come to Jesus to really want to hear His words.
今天那些轰轰烈烈的教会，难道比主耶稣年代更好吗
？Today, we still have people who have the zeal only on the outside. Are they much better than those who do the same thing at Jesus' time?
显然不是这样的。在主耶稣在被埋葬的经文中，有一位基督的门徒。
When Jesus was buried, there was one disciple of him.
他是亚利马太人，叫约瑟。
His name was Joseph.
他不是后后烈烈跟随主耶稣的门徒。
And this Joseph is not somebody who serves Jesus in a very obvious and zealous way.
路加福音说，众人所谋所畏，他并没有服从。
In the Gospel of Luke, we read that this person had not consented to their decision and action.
显然，这里众人所谋所畏的，就是那些吃饼得饱的。病得医治的，或者要看神迹的。
Obviously, the decision and action here in this verse refers to those who follow Jesus for bread, for miracles, or for healing.
当然，我在这里不是说我们来到主面前不可以求病得医治，不可以说我们不想看神迹。但是主耶稣在地上行神迹的时候，是为什么行神迹？主耶稣在地上行神迹是。要证实他是神，他是上帝。关键的点，主要说行完神迹后面的教导才是更重要的。
Of course, I'm not rejecting miracles or healings, or saying that Christians should not see these at all. But why did God perform miracles? It is for His teaching, so that people know that He is God.
所以，当主要说被定时间加以后。这个约瑟去见比拉多，求耶稣的身体。
So, after Jesus was crucified and buried, this disciple who is called Jesus went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body.
当他拿到了耶稣身体之后，就用干细麻布裹好，把主耶稣的身体安放在自己在磐石上凿出来的新坟墓里。
So Joseph, after taking Jesus' body, wrapped his body in cloth and put it in his newly cut tomb, in his own tomb that is newly cut.
我们的基督徒看到，当后那边跟随主耶稣的人都散去的时候，还是那位素常盼望上帝国度的约瑟去到比拉多那里求耶稣的身体。
We read in the Bible that after the so-called zealous followers of Jesus had left, it is Joseph who went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body.
到比拉多那里求耶稣的身体，做这样的事是需要有极大的勇气。
It requires great courage, to go to Pilate and ask for Jesus' body.
我们要知道，在当时候，主耶稣是作为罪犯被钉在十字架上的。而需要他的身体这件事已经说明了你是和耶稣一伙的人。
We know that Jesus was crucified as a sinner, and to ask for his body means that you belong to Jesus.
当我想到说你是和耶稣一伙的人，我就想到主耶稣在公会受审的时候，他的大门徒彼得跟进了公会。第二次三次说彼得是与耶稣一伙的时候，结果彼得是三次否认自己是与耶稣一伙的。
When I wrote that new belong Jesus, in my sermon, it reminded me of Peter, who followed Jesus. However, when Jesus was in the trial and the people pointed out to Peter that he belonged to Jesus, he rejected three times.
因此我们就知道，在主耶稣被钉十字架之后。当他去世之后，要承认与主耶稣是一伙的，那绝不是一件容易的事，是需要有极大的勇气的。
So those who learned that it requires great courage, to confess that somebody belongs to Jesus after his death and burial.
所以真正相信耶稣基督是上帝的儿子，相信耶稣基督他就是真理的门。
For those who truly believe that Jesus is the Son of God, who truly believe that He is the truth.
所以虽然真理有时候被尘土埋没，或者被那些虚假的道理所攻陷，但是真正的基督徒是不会放弃对真理的追求。
Although truth can be glorified out, or can be forgotten, but real Christians will not give up the pursuit of truth.
真正认识耶稣基督的人也不会失去对未来的盼望。
And for those who really know Jesus will not miss the hope for their future.
在轰轰烈烈的信仰运动的人群中，能有几个像亚历马太的约瑟的？
In the sound movement of faith,How many people were there who's like this Joseph who asked for Jesus' body?
所以说在信仰是轰轰烈烈的时候，我们跟随信仰是比较容易的，而信仰在被这个世界淹没的时候，我们仍然要持守自己的信仰，那才是真正的信仰。
So when our faith is doubt and it is popular, it is easy to follow Jesus.Or when our faith is rejected, requires real faith to follow the Lord.
路加福音二十三章五节说，众人所谋所为，他并没有服从。他本是犹太亚利马太城人，素常盼望神国的人。
In chapter 23, verse 51, who had not consented to their decision and action, and he was looking for the kingdom of God.
唯有在信仰中不谋算世上利益，单单盼望上帝国度的人。
Only those who do not calculate their benefits and look for the kingdom of God only.
他的侍奉才是上帝所悦纳的侍奉。
His ministry and service are pleasing in God's sight.
这样的人才是上帝所喜悦的。
And such people are pleased by the Lord.
我们低声祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
天父上帝，我们来到你面前，求你的灵运行在我们中间。
Oh Heavenly Father, we come before you and ask that your Spirit will work in our hearts.
让我们真正的进入到耶稣基督的信仰里面。
Please cause us to truly enter into the faith of Jesus.
在我们生命的里面，就与耶稣的信仰相挂钩、挂相连接。
In the inner life of ours, cause us to be deeply and closely related to Jesus.
我们不要被我们信仰表面的现象所迷惑。
Oh, we will not be confused or deceived by things the surface of faith.
要真正认识到自己信仰里面的情况。
Please cause us to know the real state of our faith.
那我们真正的成为你的儿女。
And cause us to truly become your children.
保守我
们。Oh Lord, keep us.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.